This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set?
Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rich Sheban today. He left the bright New York City lights and the 24/7 supply chain to move to Montana and live off the grid, generate his own electricity via solar, and at times with a generator, and hunt and fish and raise his own food. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vance. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to be with you. I miss seeing you. I miss seeing you at the farmhouse and the events we have. So, Rich, the middle class has been decimated from even before the Bush regimes and the Barack Obama regimes. But Americans feel that maybe there's a hint of potential for us to restore the middle class, maybe fix some of these egregious sins that have been forced upon us, committed by politicians and tricksters and hypesters and fraudsters and criminals. And I'm talking about people in the government and people who buy influence of people in the government, people who write bills that become laws that force us at the muzzle of a gun to do things that make no sense. Let me give you an example, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts. Back in the 80s, the Human Research Department at the bank, and that's human resources for most people, I guess. I used to call them human research because I thought they would push people to extreme limits and see how far they could push. And I believed it was kind of like research, testing the employees. We had a thing called equal opportunity. And I didn't know what... And affirmative action. And the big one was affirmative action. And I didn't know what exactly that meant. I could understand equal opportunity, but affirmative action, I didn't know what that meant. So I went to the Human Research Department, and I asked the gal who was the head of it what it meant. And she said, well, we've got to reach out to people that might not apply for positions in the bank. I said, well, what does that mean, reach out? Well, we need to advertise. We need to seek them out and find people who just might not know about us. I said, like, how? Well, we need to advertise in Ebony magazine and magazines that are specific to specific races and cultures. And I couldn't understand why we just couldn't put an ad in the local city newspaper, which had plenty of people from all different walks of life, all colors, and why wouldn't that work? But why did we have to specifically target people of color? Why? Why couldn't they find us, whomever they may be? And I'm not being racist. I'm just saying, why specifically find people who don't know who we are? Why would we do that? When I applied for jobs, I would research. I'd go to the library and before the internet, research these positions, know everything I could learn about the company, so that they realized I was serious. And that's how I landed positions, good positions, because I was willing to do more research than the average bear. Rich, I think we've lost our way, and the damage has been monumental. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to answer your question by something that America has lost, in my opinion. And I talk about this in the book, and I've mentioned this in many talks. We've lost the ability, because of political correctness, information, maturity, being swayed by the mainstream media, which is their job, is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology. And we need to stand for principle again. And you're not going to we, as an American people, will not be able to help others. And you can see we're getting more selfish. We all are, all imperfect sinners. But as a society, you can't help others with government programs, especially like affirmative action and quotas, where everything has a law of diminishing returns. In other words, there's a timetable where you keep doing something and doing something and doing something and lowering the bars of standards and expectations while you're doing it. You lose appreciation and value for everybody and everything in the whole country. So the first thing regarding standing for principle, that's the base. Every philosophy, methodology, theory starts with a base. And we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil. You got to remember that the mainstream media, their MO, the elites, the powers that be, powers to be, powers shouldn't be, the neocons, the deep state, I don't care what you call them. It really doesn't matter. There's eight people in the world, eight, that have the same net worth or more than half of the world combined, okay? These people own the six corporations, which now might even be as little as four, who are controlling 95% of the information, designed to sway public opinion. And they call them fake news, but they're really bought and paid for news. And that's a simple way to put it. So their MO is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups. If there's two people with a social stigma in the country, they're going to find these two people and they're going to say, oh my God, everybody is, you know, controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, with an anti in front of any word you can think of, or an ism, ist, or phobia on the back of any word you can think of. And that's all they do. They're against everything, especially things that built our culture, tradition, and heritage. And they've got to break down the last bastion of freedom and liberty, which is America, in order to create a global, top-down, centralized control situation where there's no accountability at the very top, especially from being governed. And they're basically immune to everything from the law and everything else because they're pulling the apron strings from behind closed doors. So that's the first thing that we need to realize is that we have to make sure people realize that we're not helping society by lowering the bars of standards. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. To put it a different way, Vince, we need to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting. To put it a different way, we need to draw a line in the sand and have zero tolerance for political correctness. We have to put our country first, and that is, I'm not saying not to do business. We all have bills to pay. I'm saying when your first priority is to feather your own nest or have a desire for being liked or loved, then that's not putting your country first. That's not standing for principle. And I could use politicians all day long as an example. You know, they wear these $5,000 suits that come in all fit and trim, and you know, their hair's toned, and they look so neat, and they're smiling, and they're kissing your baby. They're giving all these compliments to your face. But as soon as you turn around, you or your group gets sacrificed and gets a knife slammed in the back. And, you know, we need to start calling a spade a spade, because you're not going to empower a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for certain groups. That is a recipe designed for a divide-and-conquer philosophy and methodology. It creates disrespect. It creates division. It's designed to create submission and break people's will. And I'll just give you a personal example. I know I've said this on your show many times, Vince, but when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I had a lot of muscular atrophy. Human resources, I'll make the long story short here, human resources told me that part-time job shares were for women only when I had neurosurgeons writing my company and telling them that I needed to reduce my driving by 50%. It was totally irrelevant. I contacted 30 different attorneys. I consulted all over the country, even outside Montana. And they said, well, as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, the odds of you winning a reverse discrimination lawsuit is 1 out of 1,000. If you were female and it was happening to you in reverse, you'd be on the 5 o'clock news that night with a $10 million settlement. And here's my personal favorite. One attorney told me, as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, you don't have enough group self-pity points. Now, the whole system is designed to degrade, to disrespect, and to insult every minority. Because when you create chaos, when you create infighting, you have the perfect recipe for divide and conquer. When you say one group can't compete, one group's work is suboptimal, so we have to reduce the bars of standards and expectations, you're insulting their work ethic, their ability, and their intelligence right off the bat. Then these elites who's creating these policies are basically pointing the finger at these people who are demanding the bars of the standards and expectations to be lower. And they're saying that history is going to show that these groups who are demanding these bars of standards and expectations to be lowered. And I will finish that statement on the front end after the break, man.
Rich Evans with us. Offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Egan's with us. And we've been talking about the middle class and how we've been decimated and what we can do about it. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vance. Where I was is the fact that the elites are pointing the fingers indirectly at these groups who are demanding to have the bars of standards lowered for politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, accountability, transparency, diversity, inclusiveness, prosperity. These words have been changed, by definition, hijacked, to use as tools, weaponized tools, to divide the American people. So when certain groups demand for decade after decade after decade to lower the bars of standards and expectations, what happens to America is that everything that made us great, ingenuity, productivity, knowledge, innovation, has been thrown out the window with the baby and the bathwater. So not only are the elite disrespecting these groups, but they're destroying our own country at the same time. So it's a win-win for the globalists because they got to break down our country to create a world currency, to create a world government, to create a top-down centralized control with no accountability, and in a lot of cases, non-elected officials. In too many cases, if they are elected, they've been bought and paid for, just like the fake news. So what I'm going to do here, Vince, is, you know how much I love to go into tangents. I would like to talk about certain things that is going on today and tie them into how it's hurting the middle class, since you brought that up. But I first want to give kind of a semi-analogy here. And I want to talk about Tom Brady, or Brady and Belichick, the New England Patriots. I know everybody's tired of hearing about them, but I wanted a lot of hype and circumstance to chronologically wade by after the Super Bowl. And I just want to talk about this because I think it's very relevant to raising the bars of standards and expectations in America. You know, Tom Brady, and I want to say something. I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. I'm a Jets and Giants fan, okay? And I hated the New England Patriots because not only were they always winning, but they're in the same division as the New York Jets. And being a Giants fan, I guarantee you that Eli Manning and Tom Brady don't exchange Christmas cards because we all know that Eli Manning beat Tom Brady and the Patriots twice in Super Bowls. So that being said, the reason why I rooted for Tom Brady during the Super Bowl is because I was getting so tired of America not winning. I was getting so tired of people who want to raise the bars of standards and expectations being called a controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, you know, hater, and all these politically correct buzzwords and dirty dozen words that I talk about on the air or in a talk very often. And the elites are purposely lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And too many people are falling for these divisive tricks. So I rooted for Tom Brady in Super Bowl, even though I'm a Jet and Giant fan. Okay, because of the fact that I wanted him to win that fifth Super Bowl. He is an icon of American, Brady and Belichick, of hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. Where so many people, like the circumstances that happened to me with GlaxoSmithKline or the New York City Fire Department or the National Forest Service, when they told me I couldn't get a job as a white male back in the early 80s and they hired two girls sitting in the waiting room with no experience, no education. This is what's happening in America. And it degrades and insults and disrespects all these people in this group. And when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, let's say you're a high jumper. And let's say there's, I don't know, let's say there's 100,000 people listening to this show. That, I don't know, but just say. Let's say you raise that high jump to 6 feet. How many people are 3% can make that? Let's say you lowered it to 6 inches. Everyone's going to make it. There's no qualifications anymore. And that's what we need to get back to. And I can hear the music, so I'll pick up on the other end of this.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This can be slight and when you go to for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about the middle class, and we're talking about what's happened to us, and we're talking about how to fix it. Her achievements with us. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. He wrote the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. And I always appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights on your show. Thank you. After talking about Brady and Belichick and winning and raising the bars of standards and expectations, we in the middle class aren't having that opportunity because getting a job, keeping a job, even suing restitution rights, are totally dependent. If you're on the bottom 93%, it's totally dependent on what group you come from, what skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation, what religion. Any group that they can segregate us and divide us, that's what they are doing. And too many people are falling for this trick. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. I want you to think about that. And this is why we need to exercise our First Amendment rights. Millions, millions of combat soldiers gave their lives so we can have our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, and freedom and liberty. And there's four things the middle class cannot buy back. And when I say middle class, I mean the bottom 93% of Americans, because the poor and the middle class have pretty much melded together. And I'm going to talk quite a bit about economy later in the show, so people can see what we're up against. But the odds are not good. And we all have to read research and grab a microphone some way in order to get our country back. So I regress. I'm going to go into some news that's been happening over the past just a few weeks and talk about how it's destroying the middle class regarding options, freedom of speech, et cetera, a lot of things I talk about. The first thing I want to talk about is, and this was in the news very recently, a New York assemblyman unveils a bill to suppress non-government-approved free speech. I believe his name is David Weprin. I think he's out of New York City somewhere, like Queens, which is where I was born, so it's disheartening. Anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is Google instructs contractors to flag upsetting/offensive search results. This is also very new news. This is very disturbing, folks. Just about 2 weeks ago, I had my tech guy take all of my radio/TV shows off my website. Okay, about every 5 or 10 shows I'd stick on my website so people could listen to them. And I had him replace the deletion of all the shows with these couple sentences. And I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to read it to you and quote it. And it says, please be aware. It's under news and radio, where it always said Rich in the News slash media. It says, please be aware that I will continue to do radio/TV shows, but will no longer continue to add them to my website because they are censoring and audibly changing words, phrases, or deleting segments of shows. We are now living in a real, live, virtual reality, politically correct Twilight Zone episode diluted by censorship and surveillance. Thank you, Rich Sheban. Okay? This is what we are up against, folks. And, again, when I say middle class, I mean the bottom 93%. We are fast approaching, and by some people's definition, we're already there, a totalitarian, authoritarian, socialist, communist, dictatorship, top-down, centralized, corrupt, manipulative, control government. And we can't sit by and wait for Donald Trump to do it for us. And I'm going to talk about him in a minute. We all have to, again, read research, use objective facts in our arguments, and not subjective emotional opinion, and help the bottom 93%, not just to prosper, but to survive, because that's what we're heading up against. Because when you can't use logic and common sense, and it gets replaced by corruption, manipulation, nepotism, the thousands of veils and guises under political correctness, there's no hope. There's no hope for controlling your own destiny. I'm really big into nature and the outdoors. That's why I hunt, fish, live off-grid, live off the land, grow 90% of my own produce. Everything that that we do here is about nature and the outdoors. And because of what happened to me in the corporate world, you know, I really don't have a choice. But luckily, this was my goal, to live under the veils of nature. But I want to talk for a second or two about Lewis and Clark, okay? I mentioned in the book that if I can go back to the early 1800s, I would have been on that journey. That's how much I love nature and adventure and the outdoors. Now, one thing that Lewis and Clark did is when they got to the West Coast, Lewis and Clark gave every person, doesn't matter if it was Clark's black slave or Sacagawea, the Indian female, they gave them a vote, and they wanted every person to say what they think regarding a campsite on where they were going to be at the Pacific Ocean. Now, here, we're allowing people to yell, to chant. They're hired mercenaries to create violence, destroy public and private property. And yet, they don't even have the guts or the objective facts or the intelligence to really sit down and debate and say why they're doing this. Because so many of them, again, are hired mercenaries. So many of them are very young people who think they know it all. And let me tell you something. I was looking for this article. I've mentioned this in a couple of news shows a few weeks ago. It was an article I read a couple of years ago, and so many things are being purged. We're in the book-burning era of America right now. But this article, I'll make a long story short, it was a 900-to-1 ratio. Most young people are on the liberal side. In other words, they lean to the left. 900-to-1 ratio of people who start liberal and turn conservative as they get older versus 1 out of 900 that starts conservative and goes liberal. So whether it be maturity, whether it be information, whether it be the fact that the mainstream media has manufactured perception, guilt, pity, or ideology, and they've turned too many people into followers and not thinkers anymore. Whatever it is, when a lot of these young people that I see on the news who are destroying property, creating violence, you know, most of them are very young. And I'm just saying, especially in today's era of videos, you know, you could really harm your future by doing things or saying things that you're not informed about. So I just want to mention that Lewis and Clark analogy.
You know, now, Rich, I don't remember ever hearing or reading it from anyone on our team who was not happy with what Barack Obama was doing during his regime, going over and hacking a McDonald's website to convey the message of how bad of a president or CEO we thought he was. Our team doesn't do that kind of thing, but the other team does, and that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy. I think we're all tired of hearing the words hypocrisy and double standards by people on the so-called left. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is not, and I was going to talk about this also, this is not a left-right paradigm. It's only a left-right paradigm at the very bottom levels, the low information levels. When you say, aren't you tired of hearing, oh, it's big government's fault, no, it's big corporations' fault, that's not the case. It's a combination. It's an alliance. It's in the bed. They've basically combined sources, because that's what we have, a fascist system right now. So when you see all these, you know, idiot young people saying Trump's a fascist, he's doing exactly the opposite. He wants to have free speech. That's what Hitler did. Hitler got rid of free speech. Hitler did everything to take people's guns away. People don't understand that fascism is the alliance of big government, big corporations, the court system. Let me give you an example here, okay? Here's an article. U.S. media blackout. Italian courts rules vaccines cause autism. It was about a GlaxoSmithKline product. Now, U.S. media blackout. Think about that, guys. Didn't hit the media. It's because it's an example of fascism. When the courts, big government, and big corporations watch each other's back, the information doesn't get out. And there was a follow-up article to this that also didn't get out to the United States. GlaxoSmithKline is paying out $63 million to vaccine victims. This is what we're dealing with, America. This is why we need to read research and call a spade a spade. Now, if the left is so liberal, how come Obamacare and all social programs don't get paid from the top down? They just get governed from the top down. Why don't the top 1%, why don't the American people say how much money someone can have and then just say all social programs get paid from the top and they don't hurt the middle class? Remember, 8 people have the same net worth as half the world.
Rich Eben, we'll be back right after these few short commercial announcements. And Kyle in Montana, you are up next. This is USA Preparedness.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Stevens with us, and we're talking about the middle class. And you know, Rich, I want to share something with you. We talked about groups, and there's a highly successful group in the Ozarks, and they belong to a church, and the church is called the James River Church. How many people go to this? Well, it started a few years ago. It began in 1990 with four families. Four families, 1990. And now they hit a record of 16,000 people weekly in this church. I've been to the church. And this church has 3,500 seats. And they're like theater seats. So if you go sit in this church, you are very comfortable. And of course, it's so large that you can't see the preacher. But that's okay. There's multiple screens where you can look up and see the activities that are going on stage on these great big screens in the church. And if you miss services, you'll get a reminder. Very interesting. So the reason I'm mentioning this is that if you want to get along and you want to be prosperous and if you want the system to work for you, you just become a member of that church. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Your morning, Rich. Sorry about that. But anyway, you know, you really hit a button and when you was talking about the other side. And I think the problem is this, you know, the white male in this country really just wants to be left alone. You know, we want to be able to pursue on an equal footing, equal basis with everybody, let the chips fall where they lie. We're willing to take the ups and downs of life and the successes and failures based upon, most of the time, across the board, based upon our own merit or lack thereof. But the other side, they don't. They want it for free. I don't, you go to any minority, liberals, ever, you can lump them all in one great big group. But they want it for free. They want it to just create money out of thin air, let everybody live in a utopia without having to work for it or live up to it, any kind of a standard. And I think the problem is, Rich, that the white males in this country have not realized yet, but we are in a full-blown war. And if we don't wake up quick, we're going to be sitting there with our guts out. My dad, when he was in Korea, that was one of his sayings, because he went into a lot of hand-to-hand combat, and he said, Americans wake up with when their guts are out.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And Kyle, thanks for the question or the statement. And I always appreciate it when you come on when I'm on Vince's show. That shows you're a diehard listener. And I agree with what you just said. At the same time, it's also a disguise. You know, the so-called utopia they say they're fighting for is, again, double standards and hypocrisy. What they're doing, and pardon my redundancy, is they're trying to create chaos, infighting, and division. At the same time, they're disrespecting all the groups that are demanding the bars of standards and expectations to be lowered. That's why I gave the Tom Brady Belichick analogy. They are insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of these groups. And then their own country, which they're globalists, they don't care about America, they're not nationalists. They care about basically governing everything from top down, centralized control with no accountability. So when you stab your own country in the back regarding innovation, ingenuity, knowledge, technique, everything that made us great, there's only one way to go in this, basically descending. And unfortunately, that's what's happening.
Kyle, did you want to hold through the break?
Sure. I'll let you go. I'll just listen more. Is Rich going to be on for next hour, too?
Yeah, he is. He is. And Rich, Kyle is an instructor at USA Prepares.
Right. Yeah, Kyle's been to my cabin here.
Okay, Kyle, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kyle. You're a good man.
We're right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Rich Evans with us.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.